You're listening to SBS News.
Perth psychologist Pearl Proud is one of many Australians worried about deadly riots in her birth country of South Africa.
I grew up in Durban. I have extended family in Johannesburg, and I have some friends all across the country. It's been particularly distressing then to see the rate at which the escalation has happened, and it has been overwhelming both, you know, psychologically, emotionally, but also practically in the country. I don't think the government in South Africa was prepared for what has transpired. And I think they now concede that they could have been better prepared and better responded to what's happened.
Violence engulfed Johannesburg and Durban last week after protests in response to the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma, who is currently facing corruption charges. The protests degenerated into days of looting and destruction, driven by widespread anger over the hardship and inequality that endures in South Africa's mostly black communities. The unrest has been the worst in South Africa in nearly 30 years, and with COVID-19 preventing travel, Ms. Proud has stayed in close contact with her family in Durban.
So this has been a frustration for people in South Africa in terms of the fact that it's happening when people are already overloaded, but also for all of us in the diaspora because we are distressed as it is. And now we have an additional concern in terms of the deteriorating state of affairs at home.
The unrest has severely curtailed the availability of essential services across South Africa, including food, fuel and medicine.
I have a family who live both in what we call African areas, so black areas in Durban, and also mixed areas, which used to be white areas in South Africa. And the impact has been varied because of particularly where people live. So the areas that have predominantly black people in them have had most damage. And the family for me that live in those areas are the ones that have had to confront and deal with that destruction and that behaviour.
When Ms. Proud's relatives have ventured out to buy food or supplies, they've been confronted by roadblocks set up by armed vigilantes.
Something as basic as bread and milk. People have not been able to buy bread and milk. And the response as well for people trying to protect the areas that they live in, they've been setting up roadblocks to shield themselves and their shops and their areas of business from people who live outside of those areas for fear that those people are going to come and loot or destroy infrastructure, which has meant that for the areas that do not have many services, it's been difficult for those people to go to areas that do have services to actually buy basic supplies.
South Africa's army and police are slowly dismantling the roadblocks and arresting rioters, but the recovery from the unrest could take years. The corruption trial against Mr. Zuma continues, and his successor, President Cyril Ramaphosa, says the protests were a deliberate, orchestrated attempt to destabilize his government. Ms. Proud says the worst riots in South Africa in 30 years are an opportunity for the country's leaders to bring a political solution to solve generations of poverty and inequality.
I'm happy to say that my family is safe, no one has been hurt, and that is also because the target for the discontent has not been against persons, it's been against infrastructure and people taking things that they felt possibly they were entitled to because they've been struggling and they've been suffering. So this is not a situation where South Africans are fighting amongst themselves. This is a discontent with a level of anarchy that's being expressed against the powers in South Africa and people feeling that they are getting an opportunity to vent their frustration and their anger.
Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.